week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
Today's sketch is called Antique Man. I love old things. I love to imagine how objects have been touched and used over the years. I believe they take on a patina that's more than just evidence of wear and tear. When given the option between something that's shiny and new and something that may be a little shabby but has stood the test of time and lived to tell the tale, I'll take the antique every single time. This is why I love my husband Joel so much, although I must admit I prefer not to imagine how he's been touched and used over the years. My husband is 12 years older than me. He's a tall, handsome man who's still lean despite being elderly. Joel is so nice that he doesn't even have to pretend to like other people's children. He really is kind, and he fell hard for my act of being a good person. Even now, after we've been married for nearly a decade, he still believes I'm genuinely a sweet, good-hearted person, although I have accidentally dropped character on several occasions. There are lots of benefits to marrying an older man. Joel has old-school manners. He's an incredibly hard worker. He always puts his family first. He's a finisher. He's killer at Trivial Pursuit, mainly since he lived through most of the questions. Technically, Joel falls into the tail end of the baby boomer generation along with my parents. There are 77 million members of his generation, and Joel knows all but a few of them. Like other baby boomers, he's very impressionable. For example, he didn't even know he was a liberal until I told him he was. I taught him how to text. And after he forwarded our grocery list to his boss twice, he really caught on. A typical boomer optimist, his comment was that at least I hadn't put hemorrhoid cream on the list. As a cynical Gen Xer, I felt it was my duty to point out that I had signed the forwarded list, Your Sexy Kitten. Joel now has grandchildren that are older than our daughter Clementine. He'll be 70 when she graduates from high school, so we joke, I hope we joke, that the parent section will need wheelchair access at the promotion ceremony. Joel started working outdoors before sunscreen was a thing. And even after it was available, Joel didn't catch on that the Marlboro Man look went out in the late 70s. He didn't take up the use of sunscreen until I started calling him Bacon Neck. Initially, he thought this nickname was an indication that I wanted a little nibble. I assured him it was not an endearment. I like my bacon crispy, but my man, not so much. And then, I'll be honest, there are some things that really bother me about marrying a cradle robber. I read somewhere that women live 8 years longer than men on average, so I'm looking at 20 years of widowhood unless he dies old and I die young. Either option scares the hell out of me. And Clementine is looking at potentially having a father for a shorter amount of time than many people do. And Joel is a very good father, and that would be a sad shame for her. But his hearing loss is annoying as hell. Maybe it's because the hair sprouting out of his ears is forever getting too long. And those weird yellow toenails. What is up with those? Maybe that 20 years of widowhood won't be so bad. I'd like to hear your input about a different topic each week through the In-House with Little Spouse thread on Facebook. The purpose of the forum is to share funny stories. Let's keep the chats respectful and positive and hopefully humorous. The discussion topic for today's sketch, Antique Man, is the May-December relationship. What experiences do you have regarding relationship age gaps? Listeners can go to the Little Spouse on the Prairie Facebook page to get involved in the discussion. This is Valerie Brown Kuchera, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Tune in next week to hear more funny stories from the High Plains.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.